Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we ask that you speak to us through your word. Touch our hearts, Lord. Lift the veil from your word. Let us see your plan. And let us know in our hearts that the right thing to do is to live for you. The right thing to do is to stand for the one who is truth, the one who is coming to judge. As we see in your word, Lord, give us a message. And as you give us a message, may we boldly preach your purposes and your plans for the end. So, Father, I ask you this morning to reveal yourself to us, to guide us and to lead us, to light our path, and to cause us, Lord, to grow into your image. Bless us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. We carry on with the prophet Zechariah. And this morning we're going to be looking at obedience versus legalism. Obedience versus legalism. Zechariah was raised up at a time after the Babylonian captivity when Israel was at a very low point. A remnant had heard the call of God to go back to their land, and Ezra tells us less than 50,000 went back. And when they returned, they found ruins. Their city was destroyed. The temple was non-existent. And God told them to rebuild it. But as always, there was tremendous opposition to the will of God and to the word of God from the people round about them. The returning exiles became despondent. And after they had laid the foundation of the temple, they stopped work for about 16 years. And it was during this time that God raised Zechariah up to give them words of comfort and hope. And his first message to them was a message of repentance. Turn to God and his blessings will overtake you. Turn to God and you will see the plan of God unfold in your eyes, before your eyes in your life. We also then looked at the 10 visions that Zechariah had in one night, where God showed Zechariah what was going to happen to them even until the end of time.